Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivadhari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivadhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tirapana Chari Jamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivadhari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivadhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Girivadhari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivadhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamunatiravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. 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 Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Pari Raja Pacharya Sakosa Krishna Srimadis Devankes Sri Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishnava Nithi Jaya Namacharya Sri Hari Das Thakur Ki Jaya Prem Sakala Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakti Nithi Jaya Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopa Nashama Kundi Radha Kundi Gita Gopa Dhan Ki Jaya Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jaya Mayapur Navadeep Dham Ki Jaya Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya Nithai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to Samadhavatis, all glories to Samadhavatis, all glories to Samadhavatis, all glories to Shishi Vyanta. Marathon, give me my glasses. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya or Om Namo Bhagavate? What? Even Chaitanya Charitamrita, Om Namo Bhagavate? Huh? Om Namo Bhagavate. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Text 51. I'm waiting for my glasses. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Guru Bhaktivinoda. Speak in the microphone. Okay. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila Chapter 9, entitled Lord Chaitanya's Travel to the Holy Places. Text 51. Thank you. I have to be able to read you. I thought 54 to 62, I was told. Okay, so. Oh, there was a. Well, did you do this verse already or not? About the untouchable food? You already did the untouchable food. 54 through 61. Huh? I think so, yeah. Yeah. Well, the 53 is, having made their plot, the Buddhists brought a plate of untouchable food before Lord Chaitanya and called it Mahaprasad. That's 53. tell me what to do. I don't want to skip something. I don't want to skip something, though. What? Actually, yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're going to do 54 to 61. Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So text 54. Hena Kale Mahakaya Ika Pakshyayala Tante Karyana Saha Tali Laya Gila. You're not chanting. No. When the contaminated food was offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a very large bird appeared on the spot, picked up the plate in its beak, and flew away. You can chant together. Bodha Ganera Upare Ana Pare. Oh, sorry. Well, text 55. Bodha Ganera Upare Ana Pare Ami Jahaya. Boda Chaira Mataya Tali Padula Bhajiya. Indeed, the untouchable food fell upon the Buddhist and the large bird dropped the plate on the head of the chief Buddhist teacher. When it fell on his head, it made a big sound. 56. Terache Padila Tali Mata Katigela Murchita Haya Acharya Bhumita Parile. The plate was made of metal, and when its edge hit the head of the teacher, it cut him, and the teacher immediately fell to the ground unconscious. Karakari Pande Sabasishagan Sabayasi Prabhupada Laila Saran. When the teacher fell unconscious, his Buddhist disciples cried aloud and ran to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for shelter. 58. Tumita Ishvara Sakshat Kama Aparad Jiyamara Guru Karaha Prasad. They all prayed to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, addressing him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and saying, "Sir, please excuse our offense. Please have mercy upon us and bring our spiritual master back to life." Krishna Hari Guru Karane Kaha Krishna Nam Uchakari. The Lord then replied to the Buddhist disciples, "You should all chant the names of Krishna and Hari very loudly near the ear of your spiritual master." 16. Tamasabha Guru Tabe Paiva Chaitan Sababodha Milikare Krishna Sankirtana. By this method, your spiritual master will regain his consciousness. Following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice, all the Buddhist disciples began to chant the holy name of Krishna congregationally. So, responsively, I guess. Guru Karne Kahe Sabe Krishna Rama Hari.
Guru Karne Kahe Sabe Krishna Rama Hari.
Chaitana Paya Acharya Bale Hari Hari.
Chaitana Paya Acharya Bale Hari Hari.
Guru Karne Kahe Sabe Krishna Rama Hari. Chaitana Paya Acharya Bale Hari Hari.
Guru Karne Kahe Sabe Krishna Rama Hari.
Chaitana Paya Acharya Bale Hari Hari.
Guru Karne Kahe Sabe Krishna Rama Hari.
Chaitana Paya Acharya Bale Hari Hari.
Guru Karne Kahe Sabe Krishna Rama Hari. Krishna Hare
Chaitanya Paya Hare Hare
Hare Hare.
Guru Karne Kahe Sabe Krishna Rama Hari Chaitanya Paya Hare 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 Hare.
Guru Karne Kahe Sabe Krishna Rama Hari
Chaitanya Paya Acharya Bale Hari Hari.
Guru Karne.
Guru Karne.
Into the ear of the spiritual master. Kahe. They said. Sabe. All together. Krishna Rama Hari. The holy names of the Lord, Krishna Rama and Hari. Chaitana. Consciousness. Paya. Getting. Acharya, the teacher. Bale, chanted. Hari Hari, the name of Lord Hari. Translation per purpose, Divine Krishna Prabhupada. When all the disciples chanted the holy names, Krishna, Ram, and Hari, the Buddhist teacher regained consciousness and immediately began to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. Purport. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that all the Buddhist disciples were actually initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chant the holy name of Krishna. And when they chanted, they actually became different persons. At that time, they were not Buddhists or atheists, but Vaishnavas. Consequently, they immediately accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Their original Krishna consciousness was revived, and they were immediately able to chant Hare Krishna and begin worshiping the Supreme Lord Vishnu. It is the spiritual master who delivers the disciple from the clutches of Maya by initiating him into the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, a sleeping human being can revive his consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In other words, the spiritual master awakens the sleeping living entity to his original consciousness so that he can worship Lord Vishnu. This is the purpose of diksha, or initiation. Initiation means receiving the pure knowledge of spiritual consciousness. One point to note in this regard is that the spiritual master of the Buddhists did not initiate his disciples. Rather, his disciples were initiated by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they in turn were able to initiate their so-called spiritual master. This is the parampara system. The so-called spiritual master of the Buddhists was actually in the position of a disciple, and after his disciples were initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they acted as his spiritual masters. This was possible only because the disciples of the Buddhist Acharya received the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unless one is favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the disciplic succession, one cannot act as a spiritual master. We should take the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the spiritual master of the whole universe, to understand how one becomes a spiritual master and a disciple. Oma jnana timarandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun niditam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano vishtam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa karamayam tatati sapadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale srimati bhakti vedanta swaminiti namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishitani Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
When all the disciples chanted the holy names Krishna, Rama, and Hari, the Buddhist teacher regained consciousness and immediately began to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. So this is the effect of initiation into chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is a statement that in the second canto that one's heart is steel framed if it doesn't change. If the heart doesn't change when ecstasy takes place by chanting the holy names. So that heart becomes steel framed by engaging in offenses and unnecessary austerities like that. Tapo divyam putrakayena satram, that one should engage in austerities, but not for the purpose of anything other than reviving our Krishna consciousness. I was thinking that all these Buddhists, they're called shunyavadis. They want to make everything void. I was thinking we have in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are also have some kind of shunyavad. We have, as followers of Rupa Goswami, we have anyabhilashita shunya. We also want to make everything void, these extraneous desires, anyabhilashita. Anya means other things, and abhilash means the desire for anything other than anukulyena krishnanushilanam. This is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, to engage pure devotional service with no other desires. That should be shunya. Another verse is there, evidence in that regard, that about being shunyavadis. As that Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, he also prayed in his Shikshastakam. What is that? That we want to become, see the whole world as void without Krishna. So in that way, actually, John Madhya said, everything comes from this, like, this material world. Srila Prabhupada said that this spiritual world is exactly like the material world. He said there's streets, there's trees, there's houses, there's everything is there, but there's no inebriety. Everything is transcendental existence, sat chit anandamaya. So here, Lord Chaitanya is initiating the disciples, Buddhist disciples, into the chanting of the holy names. This is also interesting that he had some kind of pastime like this when he took sannyas. That he, when he was taking sannyas, he asked Keshava Bharati, that I had some dream last night that I had that some great personality was giving me some mantra. And he whispered this mantra into the ear of Keshava Bharati, and then he took that mantra back from Keshava Bharati like that. That this was the actually, because later on, when one sannyasi was visiting the house of Advaitacharya, he asked this Advaitacharya that, can you tell me what is the relationship between Keshava Bharati and Lord and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And Advaitacharya, he was thinking, well, how I can explain this, that in one sense, Keshava Bharati accepted the role of the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. He doesn't have any spiritual master. But anyway, he was thinking in this way, whether he should to from the worldly point of view or the spiritual point of view. He said, but he answered that, okay, you know that Keshava Bharati, he's the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Achyutananda, he was that time just 5 years old, came running into the room. He said, what is this? What is this? You said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of everything. He has a spiritual master. How is this possible? He said, this is only because it's only possible if you are completely under the influence of Maya, if you could say such a thing. He talked to his father, Advaitacharya, in this way like that. So then there was another incident that how the one takes this role of guru and disciple seems to be reversed. I think that was the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time asked Mukunda about him and the relationship between him and his son, Raghunandan. And he asked that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda, he said, so are you the father and he's the son, or is he the father and you're the son? And Mukunda, he said, no, he's actually my father and I'm his son, because we've been inspired in Krishna consciousness by him. That story was, some stories are there about Raghunanda and how he worshiped the deity with such love that the deity actually ate the offering that he gave to him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this version of Mukunda. He said very succinctly, very nice statement. He says, yes, he said, Jaha hoite Krishna bhakti se guru hoi. Very simple statement that he says, yes, one who is giving Krishna consciousness, he is guru. Very simple. All the because here we're talking in purport, they're talking about purpose of diksha or initiation to help the living entity revive his Krishna consciousness, his original consciousness, so he can worship Lord Krishna. Of course, the potency of the holy name of the Lord has that, of course, there's some, there was a very nice article I was reading in preparation that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote an article in the Harmonist magazine about initiation. And he explains that, he starts off as saying that initiation is not, the effects of initiation are not the same for everyone. That one who is follows very strictly the orders of the spiritual master, he can get the benefit from that initiation. But one who doesn't follow properly, he cannot get that same benefit. He mentioned that if someone goes to a doctor, he's very careful that he follows the doctor's instructions. The doctor gives, okay, take one pill in the morning, one pill in the afternoon, one pill at night, and do this and don't do that. And one follows very strictly to get cured from his disease. But somehow or other, the living entities, so many living entities, so many of us, myself, that we're given so many instructions by the spiritual master, but we don't take them very seriously. But that is not the system of spiritual life. One has to follow very strictly the orders of the spiritual master. Of course, the spiritual master has to be a bona fide spiritual master and coming, of course, in the chain of disciplic succession. Sampradaya vihinasyate mantrate nishpala. That here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, of course, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original spiritual master of all living entities. By his potency, even when he went to this Jarikanda forest, he got even the animals to chant. And Haridas Thakur later on said that even the plants and trees were having their kirtan by repeating the Maha Mantra by the effects of by the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That song is there also, very nice song by Bhaktivedanta Thakur, that Narad Muni Bhajaya Veena, that he says that Nama Prabhave, that somehow by the influence of the holy name of the Lord, that by the influence of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, the whole universe became ecstatic. So this is the potency that is there in chanting of the holy name, but one has to be qualified. There's very nice purport, very, very nice verse that Queen Kunti's prayers that what is that? Janmaishwarya Shrita Shri Bir Edamana Madapuman. That generally in the material world people are after these things. Janma, there's a good birth and a very aristocratic family. Janmaishwarya means the opulence. One can works very hard in the material world to accumulate money and so many comforts that one can buy with that money, so-called comforts. Actually not comforts, but Janmaishwarya Shruta, education, everybody, we have a big university here in Gainesville and very well known. So many thousands of students are there. Shruta Shribir and attracted beauty. There's so many, I think one of the biggest industries is the beauty industry. They have so many, and then of course, anyway, the whole thing is going on. So people in the material world, these things, four things are very, they're life and soul. Janmaishwarya Shruta Shribir. But this is called, just like intoxication, Edamana Madhapuman. These things intoxicate one, and one becomes attracted and attached to these things. Then naivarhap jabita tumvay. Then one can't feelingly address the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no, what is that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave some statement that he says that I don't know exactly what context, but he says that that. Namakshar bahirai nam nahi hoy, that the syllables of the holy name are coming out from one's lip, but there's not the holy name. So this is the effect of material consciousness. And even more extreme than such a statement, Sanatana Goswami quotes the verse, Avaishnava mukord ginim putam harikatamritam Shravana naiva kartavyam sarpo chishtam yatapaya. That if one hears this holy name, or Hari, what is that? Hari katamritam, that one hears the nectar of the holy name of Hari, narrations about the holy name of Hari, from a non-Vaishnava, a Vaishnava mukodhi. He says it's just sarpo chishtam yatapaya. It's just like the milk touched by the lips of a serpent. It becomes poisonous. So there's a great difference in the potency of chanting the holy name of the Lord, whether it's heard from the lips of the pure devotee, as Srila Prabhupada said, then it has immediate effect. On the other side of the spectrum, we have chanting from the lips of non-devotees, which is just like poison. One can become actually contaminated by hearing topics of Krishna from Mayavadis or kind of jnanis like that. So here, of course, the effect is completely transcendental, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, giving instructions to the disciples of the Buddhist monk that you should chant the holy names of the Lord very loudly near the ear of your spiritual master. So this is the transcendental process that one should hear through the disciplic succession, evam parampara praptam, and then one can regain his consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, I was listening to some tape, I listened to tapes all the time, and he says that consciousness means Krishna consciousness. Just like you have the sun, the sun, the shining of the sun, you don't say shine, you say sunshine. So consciousness, actually, he said that consciousness means Krishna consciousness, because there's no other thing that can, I mean, that the consciousness is coming here, Krishna consciousness. One has to become to that stage of Krishna consciousness by following this system of parampara, chanting the holy name of the Lord in the cyclic succession. Sampradaya vihinaste mantrate nishkala. Which we should also take note that from this verse, that one should follow strictly the system of chanting given by the given in the disciplic succession of the Lord. I think there is also one incident when Srila Prabhupada had, because we were talking about the Buddhists, I think it was on some day of the appearance of Lord Buddha that Srila Prabhupada told the devotees that they should go out and chant very loudly and they'll benefit all the trees and plants like that. So this is the potency of chanting the holy name. I was also meditating that there was very nice, when we were staying with Gaur Govinda Swami, he was chanting, he used to chant some very nice prayers glorifying the holy name of the Lord. I think they were coming from couple of different bhajans. He was chanting like that, Nam Bolo Nam Chinta Nam Kolosar, that Nam Bolo Nam, that you should chant the holy name of the Lord. The holy name is the essence of everything. Nam Chinta, chant the holy name of the Lord, think of the holy name of the Lord. Nam Kolosar, this is the essence of all activities. Ananta Krishna Nam Mahima Apar, that the glories of the holy name are so transcendental, so exalted. Jai Nam Se Krishna Bhaja Nishta Kari, Namarat Sahite Ache Apanishi Hari, that the holy name of the Lord is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shura Nitya Mukta Abhinatvan Nama Namino, that the holy name of the Lord is completely transcendental and non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai Nam Se Krishna Bhaja Nishta Kari. One should chant very firm conviction in this process like that. One should have conviction, just like what kind of conviction this Krishnadas Kaviraj says that what kind of conviction? Shada Shabde Krishna Shada Shabde Vishvas Kahe Sudrida Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma. That one should have that conviction, Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Kritahai, that one should have that conviction that there's nothing else needed to be done. We don't have to go any other place for any kind of instruction or any kind of help in any regard. Simply by executing Krishna consciousness, everything is complete. That simple example that Srila Prabhupada gave us. If one has $100, if one has $1,000,000, $100 is already automatically included. We don't need anything else from anybody else. That that conviction has to be there. Jai Nam Se Krishna Bhaja Nishta Kari. One other line is there, I forget right now. But that was, we should understand that Atashri Krishna Namadi Nama Nabhavad Dhyam Indriya, that these things are not understandable by one's material senses, that the holy name of the Lord, how the potency of the holy name of the Lord acts, this is not a topic of mundane discussion, or one not going to understand with his mundane senses, how, no matter how intelligent one is in the material world, he's not able to appreciate the potency of spiritual consciousness or chanting the holy name of the Lord. One may be very intelligent, so-called intelligent in the material world. Same thing, Edamana Madhapuman. He simply becomes intoxicated by this so-called education, and he can't understand. But Sevan Mukehi Jivado Swayameva Svarati, that everything becomes very easily understandable if someone simply chants and takes prasadam as opposed to the statement of the previous verses that we were not reading about the, that we read last week, about the untouchable food. One has to take Krishna prasadam and chant the holy name of the Lord, and then Swayam Eva Svarati Dhat, everything becomes revealed. Okay, I think we're going to stop there. If anyone has any comments or questions, somebody can comment. Hare Krishna. Anything? All right.
Question. You mentioned, first of all, nice lecture, thank you. When Srila Prabhupada said the appearance of the Lord Buddha, when is that?
I'm not. Somebody else can help me. I said it. All right. No, I just seem to remember like that was, I think, of course, in the early days of the movement, that they told that. I read someplace in one of the book, one of the biographies of Srila Prabhupada. I don't remember exact details. But the fact is there, that if one has follows the instructions of the spiritual master, he can also have the same effect. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Jagai and Madai were delivered by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, but by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one can deliver thousands of Jagais and Madhais. So it should become apparent that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one can do such wonderful things as what he took part in the Jarikanda forest past time. Shivananda Sen delivered the one dog, you know.
When you were mentioning about the holy name, however, should be heard from the lips of a pure devotee to have the best effect. Otherwise, if it's heard from the lips of a non-devotee, it could have a poisonous effect.
Yes.
So if someone heard it from a devotee and they repeated it, is it like digital or analog? Does it keep, does it degrade each copy, or does it stay the same potency? In other words, the person who repeats it, who had heard it from a pure devotee, if he's not up to the standard of pure devotional service, is the holy name still fully potent coming from him?
Well, we can... No, we can say that the holy name is not different from Krishna. Krishna is Swarat. He's fully independent. How the holy name manifests is completely by his own will. How he affects one person and doesn't affect another one, that is his own sweet will. That is his pastime. That is my answer. I mean, I don't know if some...
Like Allen Ginsberg, he was chanting Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Did he hear it from Prabhupada first, and then after he heard it from Prabhupada, did it change?
According to my knowledge, he went to India and he heard chanting some places here and there. That's my just speak to the what? Sorry?
Pushkar, I got the story right. First heard the Hare Krishna mantra from Allen Ginsberg chanting on some college campus before he met Prabhupada. So that's just a...
Well, some...
But, I mean, Ginsberg was a friend of Prabhupada.
I know a lot of devotees Ginsberg heard, was a friend heard of from Hare. I heard from Cheech and Chong, and then Hare Krishna.
I just, in the purport, Prabhupada said when that Buddhist got hit on the head,
yes,
and they gave him the holy name, he said they became different persons. They became transformed. Just like us. When we met Prabhupada, we were just in the gutter, you know, hippie slobs or whatever we were doing. And Prabhupada came along and just grabbed us up and took us out of there and said, here, do this, eat this, don't do this. So, and that's the practical mercy of Chaitanya Nitya, is they come, even if you're a Buddhist trying to feed me meat, still, I will liberate you, I will save your disciples, and they will save you. Yeah. I was just listening to the Chaitanya Bhagavad, and they, Lord Chaitanya would walk down the street, people would become purified. And then they would walk away, and people that saw those people got purified.
Yes.
This is the potency of the Nam.
There's statements about some of the associates of Lord Chaitanya that simply by remembering them or hearing their name, one develops love of God. So such potency.
Everybody in this Kali Yuga gets Goloka Vrindavan. That's the deal in this very rare Kali Yuga.
Take it. All right. Anything else? Sai, Dantra, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.
Thank you, Tom.